playoffs. Is that you? Is that you play? Well, not quite. Not quite, because we do have to play in. We do have to play in games. Well, technically, officially, playoffs is here. This is the important part of the season, which is the postseason. And we here. We are here. East, Chicago Bulls, Atlanta Hawks. Now look, 12 count, I'm not going to lie to you. That's a bum fight. That's a bum fight right there. You know what I mean? That's a bum fight. But look, I'm interested to see the matchup between Trae Young and Kobe White. You know what I mean? I am. My prediction, I think the Bulls can beat Atlanta. I think so. And then after that, they'll play the loser between 7 and 8, which would be, that's not a good matchup at all. The Sixers and Miami. So shout out to that. But let's get to the big boy conference. We've been talking about the West Coast Conference. Sacramento Kings, Golden State. This is extremely similar to the championship run Denver went on last year. The whole landscape is very similar. You know what I mean? I want to pay close attention to this matchup because as far as my Lakers, who we play the Pelicans, we should be an easy win because the last game that we played was, which wasn't too long ago, we dropped 124 points on them. They had 108. But I think we have to pay close attention to the Golden State and the Kings matchup because we have a difficult time matching up with the Kings. Them niggas kill us. Sabonis, we talking about Sabonis. We talking about Fox. That's a team right there that gives us problems throughout the season. Postseason, we can't really call it because we've actually missed them. You know, Golden State did play against the Kings last year and ended up beating them, right? So we kind of dodged that fade, so to speak, because it'll be a difficult. I'm not gonna sit up there and say that we can't beat the Sacramento Kings. I don't think we could fuck with them in a regular season. We don't get it together in a regular season. And Sabonis is like 9-0 versus AD, and that's where the problem is going to lie with AD. But the play-in is here, and we got to take that fade eventually because Golden State is not no bums. You know what I'm saying? They still have one of the greatest shooters of all time, one of the greatest players of all time, Steph Curry. We know the trials and tribulations they got to go through. They still got CP3 coming off the bench over there. They pretty much still got their squad over there with CP3. It's older. That whole damn squad is old. They trying to get younger over there, but it ain't really working out. The one thing about them, the X factor over there is going to be Draymond Green and probably his goddamn emotions. You got to watch him. You got to watch him. In our matchup against the Pelicans, it's a good matchup. You know what I'm saying? We got LeBron versus Zion, so that'll be interesting to see. I'm not sure. Anthony Davis has been banged up a little bit, but he should be returning. The crazy thing is Ingram comes back. Have y'all ever noticed anytime we have a pivotal matchup, the player that has been out for days or weeks just so happened to get healthy when the Lakers come into town? Yeah, that's crazy. But now I don't want to skip over the Philly and the Miami matchup. Who at, you know, people still pencil in Miami to even get to the finals because they are that type of team. They're gritty. I think they're in the same space. If you look at the journey since the bubble when they played us in the finals, they've kind of been on a similar run than we have. You know what I mean? They kind of have because you know, they won't be at the top of the East. You know what I'm saying? They'll be lingering around. But then once they get to the playoffs, that's when they turn it on. You know what I'm saying? The Miami Heat way the heat culture is what they call it. So I think I'm gonna have to take Miami over Philly, to tell you the truth. And I don't think Chicago will be able to handle Miami in that sense. So I think the X factor probably will be Terry Rozier. You know what I mean? But I predict that the Heat, you know, end up beating the 76ers, and then they go ahead, and I think, like I said, I think Chicago can beat Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta and Miami is a dope matchup, but we'll see. I mean, hey, Trae Young is on the clock, man. There's no more. I remember the comparison of him and Luka coming into the league, and they, you know, for a cool minute, they wanted to have that as a rivalry. I mean, they wanted that as a rivalry before they even got into the league, you know. But Trae Young hasn't been holding his own as much, not as much as Luka has. And that's okay, because, you know, sometimes it can come down to the organization. Sometimes it can just come down to the coach. Sometimes it can come down to the roster. But Trae has been in the league long enough to try to figure out he's got enough coaches fired. And they're talking about dealing him in the offseason. And I'm scared of that, because his name has been thrown in there with the Lakers. And I just don't want that defensive liability. The offense is phenomenal, but we've struggled on defense. And I get it. This is a new day and age, and there's not much defense out there. But I feel like you need at least one strapper. You have to have one cat out there that can strap some shit up. Trae Young, you can't. It's almost like the whole Golden State run. I don't think his offense supersedes, like, it's not going to make up for his defense. We're not talking about Steph's career, where they, you know, they hid Steph a little bit until he couldn't run from Kyrie. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm not too huge on Trae Young coming to the Lakers. I just don't like it. I think there is better options out there. I know Spider Mitch has come up in the offseason as well, so that's the thing. But ultimately, man, I'm not feeling that one. But overall, let's get back to it. I think Chicago has a chance. I think Chicago has a chance in all honesty, it is an upset. If you really think about it, it is an upset. You know. Because Chicago's not that good at all. You know what I'm saying? But it was good enough to make it to the play-in. So we'll see how that works out for them. And again, I'm rooting for them, you know? Now, that being said, man, I should have paid my respects in the beginning. But as you all know, it's been a few days or whatever to find out that we lost an NFL running back legend couple of days ago in O.J. Simpson. Actually, this was, if I'm not mistaken, this was last week. And I remember I was outside my daughter's school and I got the notification, which is bad service over there to begin with. But it just so happened to pop up on my feed. And we lost the juice, man. We lost the juice. I was listening to the No Nonsense show, and they were sitting up there talking about OJ and you know what? Shout out to 12 Cal, because he asked me this question. Sent me a voice memo the other day, and he was asking, like, yo, what would they remember him by? And I said, you know, sadly, it would be something that happened off the field. You know, it's not going to be what he did on the field. You know what I mean? So we still don't know. No one has come forward. They haven't found anybody. So, you know, it's just one of those things that people hate them. People care for them or love them or still love them, whatever the case may be. But, you know, Shout out to Juice, man. We had some WNBA action, and there was only two stories that kind of mattered in this whole situation. Not to take away from all the other women who got drafted, but everybody wanted, you know, everybody pretty much knew who was going to pick number one in the draft. That was actually last night. And Caitlin Clark went to Indiana Fever. But here's the head turner for me, where former LSU and former South Carolina forwards, Camilla, and then you got Angel Reese, they end up going to Chicago together, you know, and people are already talking about them being the next Twin Towers, et cetera, et cetera. So that's dope, man. That's dope that they was able to get both of those players. Now, back to Caitlin Clark. The Caitlin Clark effect. Say that three times real fast. Caitlin Clark drafted number one. Instantly, the tickets went up. I'm not here to make no jokes, but I am here to say that I'm ready to start watching these games more consistent. Now we got some cats to look into that plays for multiple teams, not just, you know, Indiana Fever. I think the star power is about to be huge now. And I think one thing that's going to help the WNBA is consistent star power coming into the league. And they're going to have that because Juju has another, what, two, 3 years? I think 2 years of college basketball. They have to get the next star and the next star coming in. And I think that's how they'll get the recognition. Now, they did show Caitlin Clark's rookie season breakdown. And man, let me tell you, her rookie contract is for 4 years, and that will bring in $338,000. Every day I've been thinking about Caitlin, just take the $5 million. But she doesn't have to, tell you the truth. I know it'd be something to see, but that's damn near a 9 to 5 that they working over there. You know what I'm saying? 4 years, 338,000. Jesus Christ. They even had a breakdown. 16, that she's going 16. 16, 78. 85 and 97K in 2027. Jesus Christ. Take that $5 million from Ice Cube, Caitlin Clark. Hey, man. I feel like I have to add the hip-hop portion to this, to the sports show, because it is becoming competitive. So there's an AI response from Drake. Yes, I'm calling in the AI response. He hasn't put his name on it. He hasn't said it. The only thing that he has done was he has sent a mariachi band to Magic City to play outside. So they are being petty. Rick Ross is involved. Drake is involved. K-Dot, obviously. You got The Weeknd, A$AP Rocky. Man, there's so many people involved in this. It'll be interesting to see if anybody will jump in on Drake's side. Now, I'm not saying that these people are on Kendrick's side. I think Kendrick is just wants the one-on-one fade. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Rap Roundtable. Those are my brothers over there on the East Coast. I'm going to say this, and I've said it on their show yesterday. I'm going to give Aubrey a point. I don't think he's up, but I'm going to give Aubrey a point because he actually responded. Yeah, that is if we find out that this wasn't AI. And a lot of people are starting to believe that it's not AI. That's actually his response. And there now, as of today, there's been two or three AI leaks, possible AI leaks on Kendrick's side. But what I said on their show yesterday on YouTube is that I don't want Drake fans to mix up the beef that he has with other artists and destroy them and thinking that it's going to be an L for KDOT. It doesn't work like that. Sending KDOT a few shots and then addressing everybody else and cooking them doesn't mean that it balances out to KDOT. Okay? And I think that's where it's going to be tangled up and mixed up. And I think that's where, and I can hear a cat saying where it's an unfair advantage because he got other cats coming at him. Listen, this is rap beef. This rap beef came from a personal situation. Him and KDOT said he just want to keep it on wax and just want to expose him. Those other cats, they have personal ties to them because they all made records with, I mean, and him and KDOT has a record together, but they never rock with each other like that. Right? But when we're talking about the likeness of Rick Ross and The Weeknd, and him and The Weeknd has always had problems from the same backcourt. But, you know, you got a cast that used to rock with a Metro, Future, Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? So it's like even Travis Scott to a certain degree. You know what I'm saying? So he got a lot of cast that's against him. But I don't think that's in the same lane as KDOT. You see what I'm saying? And so we've been talking about a potential civil war, but nobody, who's to say who's going to be on Drake's side and if anybody's going to get involved versus who's to say that KDOT is linking up with those other cats that Drake has personal issues with. I think we need to separate that. Make it a fair fade. Yes, is it unfortunate that he has to battle rap against multiple people? Yeah, but, I mean, that's the bed that he made, right? You know, I can see if this just came out of nowhere, but it didn't. Obviously, there's been a problem, rumors, backstab, whatever you want to call it, amongst these men, and now they're petty talking to each other, right? With the whole KDOT and Drake thing, is more so of just, hey, bro, let's just get this out the way. That's how I look at it. So if they feel like Drake's response was enough to say, all right, he's up, Kendrick is on the clock, all right, so be it. But I already know where that stems from. It's not doing it for me. I thought the response was okay, but I thought Drake, if this is Drake's first response, then I have to deem the second one much better than this one. The only reason why I say that is because I really believe that this has some AI on it. I do. I don't know if you could mix AI in with a real track. I don't know what I mean by that. I'm not sure. I don't know if you could go out there and make an AI track, but then come back and then use that as a reference track or add to it. You see what I'm saying? But we'll see. I don't want to take credit away from him. If he actually recorded this, so be it. It was a solid response, I guess. And I'm only reason why I'm saying that is because everybody is saying that this is okay. I thought Drake could have did better on this one, but hey, you know, Drake fans is going to say he up one. KDOT fans say they still up one. You got a few Rick Ross fans out there saying Rick Ross is cooked. You know, my, how fast the fan bases. Remember the fan bases that was all connected between Aubrey and Rick Ross and Future and all them. All them niggas, DJ Khaled, all these niggas, it was connected. Now all of a sudden, niggas don't fuck with Ross no more. Like, it's wild. Drake got these niggas in the chokehold. Overrun with BTG, man. I catch y'all next week. We got some official playoff games coming. Peace.